Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's catch up with former Red striker John Dernan. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Right, I didn't get your... Well, actually, I wasn't here last week, but I don't even think Alan had your thoughts on Virgil van Dijk and the situation there. I think that broke after Tuesday last week. You've had a week to digest Liverpool's activity with Virgil van Dijk. What do you make of it all?
Absolutely. I think it's shambolic, Steve. I think, I don't know if you... Obviously, you were in here last week, but I actually hit on... I heard a very good rumour that Liverpool offered him in the region around about £180,000, and then he turned that down and said, no, we won't offer you that. We'll offer you a bit less, around about 140. That came from a good source. Now, I don't know, obviously, sources are, you've got a bit sceptical on things like that, but if that's the decision that they made and, or something like that around about happened, it just sums up Liverpool Football Club.
Well, what went wrong? I mean, how did Liverpool get it so badly wrong?
Well, basically, I think it is all about money. I know they can't compete with the likes of your Man City or your Chelsea's when it comes to wages, but he made his preference clear that he wanted to join Liverpool Football Club. Now, if that's the case, you go over head over heels to try and get that type of player because we need them. And if that's your number one priority, which it is, the defence, you should have gone all out attack to get him no matter what.
So is that a deal that's dead now, Liverpool having to go to a second choice?
Well, it looks like it's dead. Hopefully, we might have a slim chance of getting him, turning him around and making his mind up. But I can't see it. After, obviously, Liverpool have been warned about a legal process when they have to be very careful because you've already been fined. But it goes on in the game. Everyone knows it's just that if that's the case, they've been caught with a hand in the cookie jar. But if there's still a chance to get him, they have to go all out to get him.
Have you ever been tapped up, Derns?
Yeah, it goes on. I've been tapped up. I got tapped up, a couple of times. Yeah, people approach you. I'm not going to name names, but it goes on in the game.
Managers so everyone, or players?
Yeah, I've spoken to managers. Yeah. When I was at a certain club, this manager lived in the region. He was in the players' lounge. We were invited in the directors' lounge at the time. He said, "I've had a quiet word. We exchanged numbers, blah blah blah." And you know, a friend of a friend usually speaks to you to get in touch. But it happens. It happens, Steve. People want you. They want to sound out. They probably sound out what you like, what character you like. They like to meet you. And if you're interested, you tell me you're interested. And then it goes on. It goes on day in, day out, Steve. And what happens now? The agents do a lot of it. So, I mean, if the agents get contacted, the deal starts to get rolling.
So perhaps just Liverpool getting caught. It's just perhaps a little bit unlucky on their part. Let's look across some of the other maybes in terms of signings that are on the prospective sheet at the moment. So Virgil van Dijk was one of them. Mohamed Salah is another one that we hoped would have been done already. But that's a price that keeps rising.
Again, I mean, I don't know if it's Liverpool, if it's Roma trying to be funny, whatever, but it's like the price is there. Just get the deal done. Get him in. Another one. Look for another transfer target. The way this, I mean, it just seems Liverpool at the moment, it's a bit of a, I don't know, is it a laughing stock you're looking at? Because they just, if people get a striker, a midfield defender in the mind, when you hear in the papers, it's usually done 2 days later. Liverpool, these last couple of signings, it's just dragged on, and it's a bit ridiculous.
Can you see Liverpool paying sort of more than £50 million for players in this transfer window?
No, definitely. Again, I don't think so. I think, obviously, you've got to be wary what his transfer budget is. But if Liverpool think they can get good players to strengthen our squad with mediocre money, it's not going to work. You've got to pay top dollar, unfortunately, because other people will. Like I said, agents have got a strong hand. They'll always play one club against the other. So, yeah, Liverpool probably aren't as strong financially with the big guns. But, I mean, like I said, if you've got targets identified, you identify them, put the bids in. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Just move on to your next target. Hopefully you'll have someone else in mind.
Yeah, hopefully you end up with someone. Of course, many of these players are still playing at the moment, all on international duty. It seems like the season's really been dragged out. This morning, Australia will play Brazil. Philip Coutinho is playing in that one. He was speaking yesterday saying he is committed to Liverpool despite links with Barcelona.
Again, he's going to be a player of interest, isn't he, Steve? I mean, the season he had, he unfortunately got injured, stopped it a bit, but he came back with a bang eventually. So, yeah, there's always going to be interest in Coutinho, class player. And as you said, the worrying thing is we've got Champions League qualification. We're not in the group stages yet, and you've got players still away. And are they going to be fatigued a bit? Are they going to have enough of a break? So, like you said, the season seems to have gone on and on and on.
Your seasons never went this long, did they?
No, we had it. I mean, we couldn't wait to get back, to be fair. I mean, I remember one season we had about 8-9 weeks off. And, like, I was pulling my hair out after 6 weeks. It was like, you know, it honestly, actually, it was, and it was a continuous break. So, yeah, now it's just football every part of the month of the year. So, yeah, I feel for them in a way, but obviously they're well paid and it's completely different now. The rest period and everything's completely different from when we were playing. So, you know, they do balance it out well. But like I said, it's just like, it just doesn't seem to be any break in football now.
No, it doesn't at all. And actually no break in it being on the TV either. I'm just looking at this, quite a few reports saying they're looking at putting them on Saturday evening at 7:45 now, televising every Saturday night at 7:45.
Steve, that's me chill out night. That's where I sit and relax. I can then enjoy a bit of golf.
That's where you get away from it, isn't it?
I don't want to be getting upset watching Liverpool again on a Saturday night and they're not playing well and it upsets me and then I go to bed with a bad sleep. No, I mean, there's too much football on at the moment. I mean, I've actually avoided watching it. I didn't even watch the England-Scotland game because I watched 15 minutes of it and I went, I'm not watching that. It was just boring. It was like an end-of-season game, so sometimes you've got to switch off, and like I said, there's too much on telly.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the golf this weekend, the US Open. Mm. It's at Erin Hills. You're going to be glued to that one.
Yep, 4 days, cocooned.
Come on, who's the big Durning tip?
Oh, do you know what? There's loads. I just hope, do you know what? I hope Jordan Spieth plays well because I really love him, the way he plays the game. Nicest guy in the world, and I think he's done well. He took a bit of flack when he had the breakdown in the Masters, but, you know, class players always stay to the top, and I just hope he has a good run in it.
Do you know who I'd love to win? Phil Mickelson. It's the only major title to elude him in order to complete his Grand Slam.
He's not in, Steve.
Well, absolutely.
He's got to see his graduation, his daughter, and good on the guy. I mean, they don't come along often. And, you know, for the guy to go risking family first, I mean, it's refreshing for him to come out and say that.
So is he definitely not in it? The latest I was hearing was he was still making a decision on this.
Yeah, well, I think the start's got to be delayed by 4 hours.
Right.
He's going to be in the air. He's got the graduation. And obviously, if bad weather starts play, the delays play, he's got a 4-hour window. So he's going to be obviously ready if that happens. But I can't see it. I can't see it. But, you know, I think if he goes to his graduation, enjoys that, and doesn't rush back and just, you know, listen, it's another year, you know, so take it off, enjoy with your family and be with it.
So he's hoping for bad weather, thunder and lightning, a delay of a few hours, and then to join the final group of the day with Stuart Sink and Steve Stricker. I mean, that would be phenomenal if he made that.
Well, do you know what? If he did make it and it happened, there's only, you know, your money's only going on one person, isn't it?
Steve Hoddesall's Kick-Off. This is Radio City Talk.